Hey there, my name is Mark Preston, and I want to invite you to check out my show, Story and Craft. I love great conversations, stories that entertain and inspire. So every week I sit down with intriguing guests from film and TV, kind of like Billy Bob Thornton, Tommy Chong, Dane Cook, and David Arquette, as well as pop culture personalities and newsmakers like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Moon Unit Zappa, Andrew Zimmern, Don Lemon, and James Comey. It's on your favorite podcast app, as well as storyandcraft.substack.com. So stop by and enjoy some great conversations with me, Mark Preston, on Story and Craft.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is your only reward. I am your host, Andy, and we've got the whole crew in the studio tonight, along with Pro-Am. We're going to start with Pro-Am. How are we doing?
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're ready. I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
Ready to go. Nicholas.
Sup?
Are you in charge of your thermostat at home?
Who else would be?
Matriarch of the palace.
No. Still America last time I checked.
Welcome to the Mother's Day episode.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't wait for the question.
That's a great way to kick it off.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. What's the number? And then I would assume there's a different number for summer versus
68 to 72. Low and high. 68 on the low side.
You 72. Adjust it? There's
no, it stays
number?
There. If it gets below 68, heat kicks on. If it goes above 72, the AC kicks on.
It's too big of a swing for me.
Oh,
it's too big.
That's too big of a swing.
It's a pretty tight range, if you ask me.
Well, you know.
Because my parents' house would be.
You got to hone it in.
Be like 85 and 80, I guess. You know?
They keep it a little toasty.
It feels that way.
Yeah. All right. Scotty?
Yep.
What's your take when people clap as an airplane lands?
There's
another one that's real close to it that I'm going to follow up with.
A movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know.
It makes me hope something goes wrong after that. Even if I'm involved, I still want it to go down.
Even if you're on the plane?
Yes. I don't care. I just to shut them up.
Obviously, it bothers me because most things in life bother me. And I don't know what they're clapping. Are they clapping for the pilot or are they clapping because they're excited to have arrived at their destination?
Like, Omaha.
Who knows? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So when the first time I remember this is when I went to Vegas. And yeah, you're going to Vegas, right? I mean, I was like 23 years old. I'm excited, you know, and so I kind of got pumped up by it.
Did you clap?
Did you get caught up in the moment and clap?
I could have.
You're a clapper.
I despise the clapping.
He clapped and he cried. We know.
Try to avoid the clap, you would say.
So, especially in Vegas.
Yeah.
Good advice.
What about the movies? I mean, still also psychopaths, right? But it's far more common at the movies.
Nobody who made the movie is there in the theater.
Right.
Normally.
Right.
99.999%.
Just don't get it, people. You got to tell us why you're doing this.
Who are you applauding?
Anybody that's there has nothing to do with it.
Well, I remember Scott and I, Rocky Balboa. When the music started, people got excited and started clapping and cheering.
Yeah.
But same with like Star Wars, I think, when it's... You know,
that makes
first came out of the next wave of the Star Wars movies. People got excited when they heard.
Did you see how those people were dressed? I love Star Wars, but they. I mean, Scotty over there takes it to it.
They worked a lot. They've spent a long time on those costumes.
Yeah, no, that's true. And money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
K-Ray.
Hey.
On average, after a trip, how many days will pass before the suitcase is fully put away and stored?
Oh, it just depends on what kind of trip it is.
Give me an example on each spectrum.
If it's like a guy's trip or a bachelor party and it's been a rough weekend or a heavily drunken weekend, then that suitcase will stay packed for a few days. Yeah. If it's just, you know, going to a trip to sightsee with family or anything like that and it's not that heavy on you.
Come home revived as opposed to...
Yeah, I come home, I'll unpack that night if it's not too late or the next day.
That nighter, huh? Yeah. Everybody else? I'm curious. But I always... Real quick.
Immediately.
That makes sense.
That checks out.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Kelly?
Oh, but every time I come back from vacation, that last night home is still vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's. I'll go to the bar that night when I get home from the plane.
Yeah.
And the next day is back to.
We are exactly opposite.
We've done that. We've gone straight from the airport from Vegas to Messina.
That's ridiculous, first of all, from Vegas especially. No, the day I wake up that I'm leaving is when my vacation starts. But almost as soon as I'm leaving the destination, the vacation's over. So we are exactly opposite on that. All right, BQ.
Hello.
Hot seat confession.
Oh, boy.
Give me a band or a singer you love, but maybe are a little embarrassed to admit how much you love them.
LFO, New Kids on the Block.
I don't think he's embarrassed by that, though.
That wasn't Brian. I was answering for Brian.
LFO, come on. I don't know if I have somebody. I feel like I'm pretty, I don't care.
Just
like
pretty open to music in general.
He's just not ashamed or embarrassed of it.
I mean, oh, you know what? There is one I'm a decent sized fan of.
Can't
actually.
Wait.
Wham, George Michael.
Well, we know that already.
I love that. Yeah, I don't say that anymore.
Embarrassing, is it?
I used to because she kind of stopped, or I think Michelle Branch. I used to like her.
Okay.
Yeah, I did like
Everywhere is a great song.
Everywhere.
It's a great song. Okay, all right. You sing along.
Should
you're going
more
to.
Than that. Should I love more than that?
Maybe.
There was a very, very interesting article in Maxim that starred Michelle Branch.
I have that.
Point in time. Yes, sir.
Wait, they have articles in Maxim?
Did they have anything else? I was only in it for the article.
I wasn't sure.
All right, that's the crew. As we mentioned, this is our Mother's Day tribute episode, just meant to honor all the moms out there, whether they're yours or you help make them one or whatever the case might be. Okay. And Pro-Am, I think, has got us a question to get us started.
I do. Which mom from TV, movies, or history would you trust to run the world for a week?
Trust. That's kind of the key word there. Huh?
Does Danny Tanner count? Bob Saget?
The mom?
He played the mom, too. He had to do it all.
What a male answer. Can I answer with a man?
Yeah. And Michael Keaton is off the table, let me tell you as well.
Right. Dang it.
The lady from Tool Time.
Jill Taylor.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know, but Richardson. She couldn't run her husband, so.
That's exactly right. She spent a lot of time chasing down chaos.
But she probably has a lot of practice in dealing with.
I have my answer, and I think Kelly's going to he's gonna agree 100%, and that is Claire Huxtable.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Daddy like Claire.
Solid.
Very
solid choice.
Educated woman running a house full of kids.
Yeah.
And, she would be. I think she'd be great at it.
I dig it. I was thinking Oprah.
Can I change my answer?
I want Oprah to run the country. She's going to give a bunch of cool stuff away to everybody. Or not the country.
Is she
the
a mom?
Oh, I didn't even consider that. I was considering.
No. Is she really a mom?
She's not
a mom. Okay, I didn't think she was.
No, well,
I got to take you back on
my
Scott.
Answer then.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. Claire Huxley. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, she'd be good.
Fantastic.
I like that. Cool.
Pro-Am, you got a good answer over there. What about you? You want to run the world?
I think I'd do a pretty bang-up job, honestly. I feel like I would. Okay. My kids are pretty good kids. It's a good start, anyway.
Okay.
Can't remember who we are.
All right, I nominate Pro-Am, then, I suppose.
Pro-Am's going to run the world for a week?
Yeah, why not? For a week.
I'll give her a day.
How bad could she screw it up?
I'll give her a day.
A day.
Bumping our ratings, hopefully.
Yeah, amen to that. All right. I don't think that was from anybody in particular, was it?
Nope.
Yeah, we just wanted to kick off the Mother's Day episode with a little tribute to the moms out there. Oprah, if you're not a mom, you should be, I guess. So, all right, if you do want to send us a question for the...
That's the summarization of that question.
What do you got?
Oprah, if you're not a mom, you should be?
You know, if she's listening, after all.
All right.
No?
I'm sure she is.
All right. All right, if you guys want to send us some questions for us to answer on the air... By all means, send us in to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast at gmail.com or the ultimatetriviapodcast.com, our website. You can also reach out to us individually on all the social media sites, and those are all in our show links. I think Instagram or Facebook are probably the best ways to make that happen. What you got over there, Don?
What's going on?
Don't worry about this.
I'm dying now.
I was wondering what's going on over there, too.
All right. We are ready for... our synopsis here, and it's going to take us right into the official topic of the day. In honor of Mother's Day, the crew is showing some love to the moms who helped shape television history. From loving and wise to fierce, funny, and completely unforgettable, this episode celebrates the TV mothers who held families together, kept chaos in check, and stole plenty of scenes along the way. It's a fun mix of sitcom classics and dramatic powerhouses with plenty of nostalgia, laughs, and appreciation for women who made these shows feel like home. Most of all, it's our small way of saying Happy Mother's Day to all the real moms out there. We see you. We love you. We know none of us would survive 5 minutes without you. And if you remember back to episode 20, we covered TV dads. This is our tribute to TV moms.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Not feeling good about
anybody
it.
Anybody got no. a prediction?
I don't feel strong about it, but the money's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Anybody Nick remember Scott, who won Nick dad?
Scott.
What?
Anybody remember who won dad?
I did.
Probably me.
Did yeah, you win Nick
dad?
Did,
I think
yeah.
it was me, but whatever.
All right. Anybody got anything left to say?
Love no? you, Mom.
Here we go. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on TV Moms, and I will be your host. Here's how it works. I'll read the questions. The boys here will write their answers on their whiteboards, and when I say reveal, they must show their answers. If they get it right, Nick's going to give them a point.
Yep.
And if they get it wrong, that is when the real fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. And before question number one, who are we toasting today?
Today we are toasting Tara Whitmore.
Tara.
All right.
Very cool.
Cheers, Tara.
Thank you very Thanks, much. Tara. We need to get on a special brewery again. Somebody's got to step up and get us some decent beer for a change.
That's right.
All right. Ready, fellas? Question number one. Which TV mom, played by Florence Henderson, helped raise Greg, Peter, Bobby, Marcia, Jan, and Cindy in one of television's most famous blended families? You're either going to have a Nick moment on this one, or it's a layup, either way.
Read it again.
Will indeed. Which TV mom, played by Florence Henderson, helped raise Greg, Peter, Bobby, Marcia, Jan, and Cindy in one of television's most famous blended families? I'm going to ask for first and last names.
Okay. So see, not a super layup, is it?
So Mrs. doesn't work.
I don't know. I thought it would be. Yeah, not Mrs. No Mrs.
I'm not sure about the name either.
I don't know. Wow.
I'm out. Okay. I just put my board down.
Yeah. You were just hoping the last
you don't
name?
Know the first one?
Because I don't know her first name.
Oh. Yeah.
I just knew that I had Mrs.
I put Mrs. Brady.
Yeah, okay. So did I.
For all answers, I will require a first and last. That's the nature of the game here.
I'm out.
All right. So Florence Henderson was a mom to a lot of kids. Who do we have? We got Carol Brady from Brian.
That's right.
Lori Brady from Scott. Carol from Nick. And Kelly refused to show me his answer. Carol Brady is
nice.
The right answer.
No kid. Nice.
How
that
about
was
that?
A shot in the dark.
Was it really a dark throw?
I had Mrs. Brady. I had no idea.
How about that? Man.
Carol sounded like a name from that era. You know?
I like
so
it.
So I went with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Get right.
Jane kept
take.
Sticking in my head, but I knew Jan was one of the daughters. So
yours was a dart also?
No, not a dart. It just sounded right.
Okay.
It just sounded right.
For good reason, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carol Brady was the maternal center of the Brady Bunch, the ABC sitcom about the blended family with six children. The show helped make her one of the most recognizable moms in TV history. I'm suddenly a little worried. I thought that one was as layup as it gets.
Oh, so wow. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, I guess. TV's so hard. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, if you never watch a show, how are you going to know it most of the time? So, all right. Moving on to question number two. Which cheerful but occasionally sharp TV mom on That 70s Show worked as a nurse while raising Eric and Lori?
Great show.
Great show. Which cheerful but occasionally sharp TV mom on That 70s Show worked as a nurse while raising Eric and Lori? Nick, your board's down. Did you write an answer?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. BQ, everybody looks like they're ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's reveal those answers. We got Kitty Foreman from Nick, nothing from Scott, Sissy Foreman from Kelly, Kitty Foreman from Brian. The kitties take it.
Yeah, they do.
To me, one of the funniest moms on TV.
Oh,
she's probably
fantastic
my favorite. She was
actress.
Hilarious. Yeah,
she, when she was on Friends as
oh, she was great
Friends
on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
She was the
Seinfeld too. I forgot the, about
you
being
know
the agent.
You heard of Toledo? Yes, I've heard. I think it was Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you not, Doc, you never watched
this? Never watched this.
No. No.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good show.
You're missing out.
All right. Well, Kitty Foreman is Eric and Lori's mother and Red Foreman's wife. I think he was an answer back on the TV.
I think
date.
He was, too.
He was fantastic, too.
She is portrayed as warm and nurturing, but she also has a firm edge when pushed too far, which kept her from ever feeling like the one-note sitcom mom. Yeah, she's a wild card from time to time.
Sure.
Very cool. Okay. Question number three. Which hyper-organized TV mom on Modern Family is married to Phil and raising Haley, Alex, and Luke? And it seems we've hit yet another show that Kelly has not paid much attention to.
I've seen all three of those.
Oh, have you?
All of them. I've watched all of That 70s Show.
Right.
I've watched all of Modern Family.
Get some rest, buddy.
I'm fine. Feel asleep. I just have mother's
block. All right. Which hyper-organized TV mom on Modern Family is married to Phil and raising Haley, Alex, and Luke? Nick.
I don't know.
Stress. All right. Let's see the answers. We got Claire Dunphy from Nick. Abstain from Scott. Claire Dunphy from Kelly and from Brian. That is the correct answer.
Man.
It's Claire Dunphy.
I wasn't sure about that one.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have known this because I also have never seen the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The show's fantastic.
Good show.
So, Doc, you have seen this show.
All the time.
just
terrible.
You're off your game tonight, too.
Well, I am, but I'm also just, I'm terrible with names.
I am, too.
Movie character names.
I got it.
Yeah.
Boy.
It just hit me at the last second.
Okay.
That's the only reason I got that.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, Claire Dunphy, I'm sorry. Claire Dunphy, nay Pritchett, is the mother of Haley, Alex, and Luke in Modern Family. Her character is often written as a loving but stressed out helicopter mom, which made her one of the most recognizable modern sitcom mothers around. Yeah. This won tons of Emmys.
So many.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Great show. And, the writing's.
Just never. I don't think I've seen 10 minutes of it.
Really?
Truly, yeah.
Oh, so good.
You're missing out.
Evidently. All right. Number four. Cruising right along. Which overprotective TV mom on the Goldbergs smothered Erica, Barry, and Adam with equal parts love, panic, and volume? So you're halfway home.
Right.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm just
going to start guessing first names.
First names, that's it. The overprotective TV mom on the Goldbergs smothered Erica, Barry, and Adam with equal parts love, panic, and volume. Okay. Some shaking heads as we finalize answers.
No, not happy with this one.
Not happy. Okay. On the Goldbergs, who was the mama? Let's see the boards. Got Janet Goldberg from Nick, Amanda Goldberg from Scott. Everybody's got Goldberg. Missy from Kelly, Susie from Goldberg. I'm sorry, we do not have a correct answer for number four. It's Beverly.
Goldberg. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Susie here. I mean.
I'm so mad right now.
Now I'm aware of this show.
That's a tough one.
Again, haven't really seen it, but it's supposed to thread our needle right there in the 90s.
It's pretty funny.
Is it?
It's good.
I've watched all of them.
Did it have much of a run?
Five years at least.
Yeah.
Beverly Goldberg is the overprotective matriarch of the Goldbergs and the mother of Erica, Barry, and Adam. Her whole character runs on fierce loyalty, constant involvement, and absolutely no respect for personal space.
10 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Goodness gracious. Okay. Did it bother you that Goldbergs was in the question?
Well.
Oh, it was helpful.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I probably wouldn't use that show if I was going to say that last name.
That's on brand for you.
That's me.
Okay. All right, moving on. Question number five. Which fiercely determined single TV mom on Stranger Things refused to stop searching for her son, Will, and also raised Jonathan? First and last name, please.
Oh, wow.
Which fiercely determined single TV mom? Man, she rocked this character too. On Stranger Things, refused to stop searching for her son, Will, and also raised Jonathan. Hang on. Kelly's ready.
Just remember
Kelly's
it.
Thinking.
I remember. I had the wrong last name, and I think I have the wrong first name.
Okay. Nick's searching the brain. Doc, did you get to the right answer finally?
I have the last name's right. And this is unbelievable.
This is really surprising for you, actually.
It's, I have the wrong first name.
Do you?
I had the wrong last name for sure. Okay. I cannot think of it.
All right.
I have the right name.
Good job, Kelly. How about you, Pete?
No.
If you're done? Okay.
I don't know.
Who was the mom on Stranger Things? We got Joan Wilson from Brian. Why not? I know the writer from Kelly. Jane Byers from
Byers,
Scott.
Right? Byers.
Janice Cunningham from Nick. We do Byers. Not have a correct answer. Byers is the last name, but it's Joyce.
Joyce. Couldn't get Jane out of my head.
I had Joan. Wow. I knew it was a
Samsonite.
I've watched each season multiple times.
Yeah, this is a hot one in your household, right?
I just could, terrible names.
I have never been a Winona Ryder fan.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
she's really good in it.
There's something in the world. My wife and I refer to it as Paul Walker syndrome. God rest his soul, of course. Where just the way they talk comes off as so choppy and it just makes it feel like they're acting poorly. Even though they're not.
There's just some people you don't like.
Yeah,
that's,
maybe.
That's what it boils down to.
I really like Paul Walker.
He probably was acting poorly because
he might have been
poor actor.
Yeah,
come on. But she crushes this role. I mean,
she does a good job. Yeah. Even when you started asking the question, I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to get one right. And then I'm like, it's not Jane. What is her name?
Oh, very good.
Oh, painful.
Good. All right. That is five. So let's take a word from the sponsors and then we'll get a score update.
All right. So after five, from worst to first, Doc, you're have yet to scratch the board.
That's looking more and more
Kelly,
likely.
Kelly, you're on there. You got a tick for yourself.
No zeros yet.
No. And Brian and myself both have three. Still a tight race. Even though you haven't got a single one correct yet, you're still in the mix.
Hey!
Good for you, buddy.
Gentlemen, I fully expected us to have fours and fives at this point, so the second half gets harder.
Okay.
Trust me.
I like that. Maybe I'll just win. Maybe me or Nick get over here.
Tied with three.
I can't do any worse, Andy. So can get as hard as you want.
I am confident everybody will get one answer
in
the final half.
Full on, Nick?
Nope.
All right. Moving on to question number six. Which noble TV mom on HBO's Game of Thrones is the wife to Ned and the mother to Rob, Sansa, Arya, Bran, and Rickon? Lots of moms on the Game of Thrones. We want to know who was wife to Ned and mother to Rob, Sansa, Arya, Bran, and Rickon. Brian is confident.
I should know all of these.
I've watched the series. I've seen the whole series three times.
We watched the final two seasons together.
Oh, I know. But I mean, since I think I watched it two or three times. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Had a lot of drinks since those days, right?
Well, that's a good point. One final time. Which noble TV mom on HBO Game of Thrones was wife to Ned and mother to Rob, Sansa, Arya, Bran, and Rickon? Let's see the boards. We've got Catherine Stark from Brian, Jane Stark from Kelly, Elizabeth Stark from Scott.
I have Catelyn.
Catelyn Stark.
I thought about putting a 9 instead of a
Nick.
Y.
Catelyn is the correct answer.
Yeah, baby. When I saw it, I knew you had it when I saw it. Yeah.
And before we go any further.
Bonus point!
That's new. I'm excited because it's new.
Like you've been waiting all day for that.
All day long.
Oh, man.
Oh, baby. Okay. The bonus point is, what family is Catelyn originally from? What was her maiden last name? A prominent family in Game of Thrones. Kelly is going to just pass out, I think.
Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
Catelyn Stark.
Oh,
yeah. Married Ned Stark.
Yeah.
And prior to that, what was her last name?
Mm-hmm.
Family plays a prominent role throughout the series.
All right. I can't come up with it. Man.
I don't think anybody is getting there, right? Anybody got anything on a board?
I have something down.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's wrong. I know. Well, I don't want to talk it out, but yeah.
Okay. All right. and put everybody on about a five count here.
I got nothing. I can't come up with it. It hurts.
I'm so angry.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I can't think of it.
No.
All right. Ahead, man. That's going to bring us to the answer. It is Tully. We got Lannister from Scotty and Lovejoy, unfortunately, from Kelly. So nobody got that one.
Is that the place where the birds and stuff are? The
Moondor?
Yeah.
Nope. Those are the Arryns.
Oh.
That's her sister.
Sister. You're right. You're right.
The Tullys were the fish.
Oh,
That was their sigil anyway. Okay. Yeah. And the brother.
The Riverlands.
Anyway, yeah, the Riverlands. That's it. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Well, Catelyn Stark, born Catelyn Tully, is the Lady of Winterfell and the mother of five Stark children in Game of Thrones. Her character is central to the Stark family's political and emotional story in the early seasons of the series. Amazing series.
It's great.
That first season. I mean, literally, as his head was getting cut off, like as it was happening, I thought, oh, they'll never kill off the main guy.
Right.
And then that just started a series of killing off the main guy.
Right. Every season.
Over and over.
The Red Wedding, you know, I mean.
Nobody's safe.
Unbelievable. Yeah, nobody was safe.
Made it amazing. All right. Moving on. Question number 7. Which TV mom on Friday Night Lights is married to Coach Eric and serves as a guidance counselor, then principal, while raising Julie and Grace Bale? Friday Night Lights. I actually have in the question the last name, but I omitted it.
Bale? We heard it.
No, no. Gracie Bell is one of the daughters. Oh. Yeah, no. Sorry, I said it. I tried to say it with a southern accent.
I thought it said Bale.
Julie and Gracie Bale. Bell. B-E-L-L. Gracie Bell is the first and middle.
So you want first and last name?
I do want first and last name, and I do have the last name if everybody's stumped. Anybody? Anybody feel good?
Nope.
No.
Never seen the show?
Reread it with the last name. Which TV mom on Friday Night Lights is married to Coach Eric Taylor? Okay. And serves as a guidance counselor, then principal, while raising Julie and Grace Bale Taylor. That might have helped. Might help Nicholas.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Okay. Looks like everybody's ready to reveal. Who played Coach Taylor's wife? We got Kelly Johnson from Brian, Jane Taylor from Kelly, Amber Taylor from Scotty, and Barbara from Nick. Nope, it's Tammy Taylor.
Tammy
Taylor.
That sounds like a Texas lady name.
Texas football.
Tammy Taylor. That's
right. Never watched the show. Not one minute.
Never seen an episode.
You hear what she did at the Piggly Wiggly last week?
Tammy Taylor? You talking about Tammy?
You mean Winn-Dixie? She was at the Winn-Dixie.
She had her baby is what she did right there, right in the deli on the floor.
Right there on the 5 and 9.
What is happening? Is this Texas? Is that what we're portraying?
I don't know. We're trying.
Yeah, okay.
Tammy.
Tammy Taylor. Well, Tammy Taylor is Eric Taylor's wife and the mother of Julie and Gracie Taylor in Friday Night Lights. She stands out because the show gives her a full identity of her own as an educator and trusted voice in Dylan, not just the coach's wife. So there you go. Okay. Nobody watch this series?
I never watched that one, no.
Not an episode.
I didn't even see the movie.
The show was, was it Chandler or something? The lead guy?
Kyle Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that the same show, or does anybody
know? No idea. None of us have seen
it. Good stuff, guys.
Yeah. Good pick. Well, none of us have seen it. Who's going to weigh in on that?
I didn't know. I thought he knew something.
No, I don't know anything.
No.
I want to award like 10 points for this one because I'm crazy impressed. Question number 8. Which matriarch on Dallas was the mother of J.R., Gary, and Bobby Ewing, and one of the emotional anchors of South Fork Ranch?
Well, we're in Texas again.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to give a hint if everybody is just completely, completely stumped.
I will take
it. And I don't like hints, but this one, I will tell you, it's an alliteration.
And the last name again.
I don't even want to give it anymore. Which matriarch on Dallas was the mother of J.R., Gary, and Bobby Ewing, and one of the emotional anchors in South Fork Ranch?
The U.
You gotta know how to spell Ewing, I guess.
I know.
That help anybody at least?
Yes.
You got okay.
I mean, just
to give you a better letter. Guess, right? Yeah. Okay. Nick is trying to come up with how to spell Ewing first and foremost, I think.
I know.
I'm sorry, Ewing?
I know Patrick. That's what I'm figuring out how you would spell it.
Yeah. It's the only way I know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. It looks like we are ready to reveal. Let's see it. We got Hannah Ewing from Brian, Evelyn Ewing from Kelly, Esther from Nick, from
Scott. His name's Scott.
What the heck? And Evelyn from, you guys managed to come up with all the E names except the right one. It was Ellie Ewing, Miss Ellie Ewing.
Oh.
Esther was, I wanted to write down Esther. I'm trying to think of an older lady's name.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
No, that's she was good. Old yeah. in the 80s.
See, now this makes me laugh because alliteration, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. So I was thinking of it. That when you spell a name frontward, backwards, the same.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Palindrome.
That's, I knew that. I just saw it like a stroke.
Dude,
the other
well
day.
Done, though, coming up with one.
Well, Hannah.
Yeah. My daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
But I just saw it on the show there, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. That's all I got.
No, I like that.
Awesome. Alliteration is the same letter, starting with the same letter.
Mm-hmm. We always
I know that now. Or we got 2 minutes ago.
He got there. He got to the E.
No, I didn't. I'm talking for Brian.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Brian impersonation.
Oh, man. That's awesome. I can't believe I thought anybody'd get that right by Miss Ellie.
Is that the toughest one, I hope? Because if they get harder.
Without a doubt, the toughest.
Okay, because
Miss Ellie Ewing is a family matriarch of Dallas and the mother to J.R., Gary, and Bobby, as we talked about. She portrayed as strong, loving, and deeply tied to both the Ewing family and South Fork itself. I was twisted up a little bit there. I remember my mom watching Dallas,
sure.
But that, you know. That was a hot show.
I've never seen an episode.
A really good run, didn't it?
I still don't know who shot JR. I know we hit it like every trivia, and somebody always knows the answer. I never have the answer.
No, Kristen.
It was a dream.
Oh.
The whole season was a dream.
No, that
I remember
was Bobby.
That
That's when Bobby got killed, and then he showed up in the shower.
They killed Bobby?
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, no, JR was a different thing altogether.
Bobby.
I don't know. I can't believe I know that anyway.
All right.
So there you go. We're at question 8. What's the score on it?
All right. So not a lot has changed.
One thing has changed.
Doc, you're still waiting to get on the board.
Okay.
We're all pulling for you.
I got time.
Coming, not really. Coming. Kelly, you're still at 1. Brian, you're still at 3. I have 4.
Big time.
You know, it feels like a small lead, but at the same time, it feels miles away from Scott. I mean, just miles away.
Because it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. From that
it's surmountable.
Okay. It is.
Question number 9. Which TV mom on Breaking Bad, played by Anna Gunn, is Walter White's wife and the mother of Walter Jr. and Holly? As much information as I could possibly give. Played by Anna Gunn. The wife to Walter White, Walter Jr., and Holly.
I'm thinking I just watched the first episode and it's, you know, it starts
at
the end and he's doing the recording and he's does the little video
talking
for
her.
And nothing.
Can't be
something happened to my brain in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and me both, my friend.
I hear you.
I have one though.
Throw in the shade. I like it.
Light years ahead.
It is light years ahead.
Feels like it.
Joy Spires. That's gonna keep me up at night.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, your wife is gonna give you a hard time about that.
Yes.
Yeah, and my kids.
One more time, and then we'll reveal which TV mom on Breaking Bad, played by Anna Gunn, is Walter White's wife and the mother of Walter Jr. and Holly. Brian is finishing.
Kelly's rewriting.
As is Brian. Because we'll give him time.
Go ahead.
No, we'll give Brian time to finish his answer. I got nothing. You got nothing?
I mean, I got something, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's see it. We got Starla from Nick. That's so close. Emma from Brian from Scott. Why can't I say your names tonight? Kelly's got Jane White. Carrie from Brian. It's Skylar.
Skylar! I was going to ask you, is that something to do with the sky? So I was going to ask you beforehand.
Man, that is tough. Really, like, you could almost rearrange those letters.
I wrote it, and I was like, that's such a stupid name. And it, but I, know, I just remembered it ended up being, like, at first it was like Janet, Jane, somebody, and I was like, no, it was something stupid.
Yeah.
Dang it. Sorry, any Starlas or Skylars out
that's
there?
Yeah, your
name is lovely.
Like, just, the name didn't really match the character.
He's not mad at your names. He's mad at himself.
I'm mad at myself for not knowing it.
Oh, 18% of our listeners, Nick, have that name.
Wow.
That's great stat.
Skylar or Starla. Stat.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We know that, a Starla.
She pivoted so hard when she saw that stack of cash, if you've ever watched the show anyway.
Oh, yeah. Watched the whole show once again.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with you, Scotty.
There's no evidence of that.
This is so bad.
All right. Well, we are moving on to our final question. Oh. Put everyone out of their misery.
Yes. Give me the old yeller.
Brian, tie it up. Come on, big guy.
Yeah, let's do it. Right.
Try it.
Question number 10. Which Sharp, that's crazy. Which Sharp composed TV mom balanced five kids with being married to Cliff on The Cosby Show?
Come on.
Let's hope that Nick forgot it.
Well, Scott's off the Schneid. That's good.
Yeah.
That's why I said I knew you'd get one right.
Yeah.
That's right.
With the opening question, I thought there'd be a couple overlaps.
I was worried of that also, yeah. Actually, and it only came down to the one. Okay, so who's the mom on The Cosby Show is the basic question. Let's see the answer. We got Claire Huxtable all the way around, but wait.
Uh-oh.
Bonus point! What was her job?
Everybody got that first, right?
Easy. Everybody got that right. What was her occupation?
Nick, do you know her occupation?
I think I do.
Okay.
Dang it.
Uh-oh.
We're going to see. I like the drama, actually.
Yeah, he thought it was over, but it's not quite over.
It's a dry erase marker, and I mess up, and I don't want to like erase it just to fix it, so it looks really scribbly.
Okay. I think he wrote down the right amount of letters.
Yeah.
I was watching
him. You were counting as he was going. All right, what was Claire Huxtable's occupation? We got lawyer from everybody. That is the correct answer. That I'm impressed with. We can't get Joyce Byers, but we got she's a lawyer.
I couldn't remember the name.
Carol
right?
Brady from the Love
of God. That was rough.
Oh, man. All right, well, Claire Huxtable stood out because she wasn't written as just the mom. She was intelligent and funny and accomplished and fully capable of shutting down nonsense in her family with a sentence or even a stare.
True story.
She that mama look, right?
The Cosby Show. You remember when Theo got an earring?
No.
He got an earring and was trying to hide it from his dad, Cliff. Okay. And he was trying to, his dad was sitting next to him and he knew he had the earring.
Oh, I'm envisioning this.
That same scene happened at my house with my older brother. My dad knew he had an earring. He's like, hey, you know, trying to hide it. Sit from the opposite side at the dinner table.
That's funny.
It's humorous. We were talking about this not too long ago.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Very good. All right. Nicholas?
You want the final?
The final score. Let's crown the champion.
All right. Well, from worst to first, Doc, you made it on the board with two.
Yeah! That's right.
I mean, coming
on
in.
The last question.
Finishing strong.
Right. Doubling down on that.
Yeah. Kelly ended with three. Good job. Brian, you ended with five. But all those came up short to me, who knows mothers better than anyone.
Nicholas is on a hot streak lately.
I ended with six.
Yeah. Very nice job. Very nice. That was, as I said, quite surprising. I don't know that I would have done any better. It's so much easier to be judging when you're sitting here staring at the answers, right?
I mean, other than Joyce Byers, I don't know. There's another one that I really should have known.
Yeah. I feel like Kale Brady.
Well,
we
that
do
one.
So much trivia. Yeah. That's just a trivia answer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm judging you guys on that one a little
bit. Four out of the first five were just brain farts for me.
Yeah.
Just complete.
Yeah.
Lost files.
Any other? Oh, so we talked about Friday Night Lights and Dallas. We just weren't familiar with any others that you just didn't ever watch any of. Breaking Bad, we all saw, and Game of Thrones, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, just those. I mean, just never seeing those two shows ever. Yeah, I had no chance.
Well, very good. Okay, well, that's gonna wrap up trivia. And got anything anybody wants to say to their moms? I love you, Mom. We've had some of the most awesome adventures you could daydream about. And that's no BS. We've been to the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in Australia. We've seen Arsenal play together twice. 2006 World Series clincher. We're sitting side by side.
I was there for that.
Florida more times, quite literally more times than I can even remember. The list goes on and on. Blue Ridge Parkway.
Just, now you're just naming
places. I'm just on and on and on of the things that she and up. I have
I know
done.
I felt pretty good about my mom. Now I'm a little... right.
No, that's just
this kid, mom.
Something
love
I
you.
Will hold on
love
to you. Forever is just the yeah, adventures and awesome. The experiences.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Nick's mom's claim to fame was inventing the FlexFit hat, if I recall correctly.
And me.
And
those are the two top shelf items she's got.
We'll go cookie bars too. The cookie bars are
that's
legit.
What she tells
the pan
everybody.
Cookies. The pan cookies, excuse me.
That's true. You're the middle child.
Correct.
Yeah, you are, aren't yeah. you?
Says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot about Nick.
Says so much.
A lot of overcompensating.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Miss you, Mom.
Miss you, Mama.
Yep. Yeah.
11 years, Kelly. 15, right?
Yeah.
If I remember right. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Queeners, you want to say anything to Mom? Is she a listener?
She is a listener. Yep. She is one of our biggest fans.
Help me, Rhonda.
Yeah, that's right.
Help me.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Of course, we love Mom.
Okay, I just needed somebody to say you loved her for the love of Mom.
I said it earlier. Oh, okay, I was talking about my disappointment. Yeah.
You were just apologizing.
Just
to Mom?
Just kidding. Love you, Mom.
All right, and to all the moms, you bet. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe, send us some messages, let us know what's going on. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.